Fisher matrix for the one-loop galaxy power spectrum, measuring expansion and growth rates without assuming a cosmological model, by Luca Amendola et al. We introduce a methodology to extend the Fisher matrix forecasts to mildly nonlinear scales without the need of selecting a cosmological model. We make use of standard nonlinear perturbation theory for bias traces complemented by counterterms, and assume that the cosmological distances can be measured accurately with standard candles. Instead of choosing a specific model, we parametrize the linear power spectrum and the growth rate in several K and Z bins. We show that one can then obtain model-independent constraints of the expansion rate H, Z, H0 and the growth rate F, K, Z, besides the bias functions. We apply the technique to both Euclid and DESI public specifications in the redshift range 0.6 to 1.8 and show that the precision on H, Z, from increasing the cutoff scale improves abruptly for Kmax greater than 0.17 H, MPC and reaches sub-percent values for Kmax approximately equals 0.3 H, MPC. Overall, the gain in precision when going from Kmax equals 0.1 H, MPC to Kmax equals 0.3 H, MPC is around one order of magnitude. The growth rate has in general much weaker constraints, unless is assumed to be K-independent. In such case, the gain is similar to the one for H, Z, and one can reach uncertainties around 5 to -10% at each Z bin. We also discuss how neglecting the nonlinear corrections can have a large effect on the constraints even for Kmax equals 0.1 H, MPC, unless one has independent strong prior information on the nonlinear parameters. This was Fisher matrix for the one-loop galaxy power spectrum, measuring expansion and growth rates without assuming a cosmological model, by Luca Amendola et al.